Hello? Earth to Dolly. Where did you go? Come back. Come on back to me. There you are. Do you even remember what I was saying? I thought we would be able to go a few more days without another session, but it seems that your pesky brain keeps insisting on coming back no matter how many times I get rid of it. I doubt you even heard what I just told you to do. This really puts a wrench in the day I had planned for you. It's a good thing I always take care of my toys. Consider yourself lucky. You didn't have much going on in your brain when I found you, so it is a little annoying when thoughts and opinions start to creep back into that empty head of yours. You aren't supposed to have any of those things. You are supposed to do what I say and believe what I tell you to. I should have realized your mind was returning when you came downstairs dressed. When you are in your right mind, you remember to stay naked all the time unless I dress you up, because dolls, they can't dress themselves. You know what to do, right? Get naked from the waist down. Take a seat in the chair you were sitting in and close your eyes. That's it. Breathe in and breathe out. Good. Again. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Focus on the sound of my voice and the tick of the clock. Breathe in and breathe out. I want you to picture a tiny room with a winding staircase. There are no windows. There are no doors. The walls are empty. It is just you, alone, in this room with a winding staircase. When you look down, there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. There is nowhere else for you to go. The only way out of this room is to descend the winding staircase. Start walking down the staircase. With every step, you go lower and lower, and you descend deeper and deeper. Breathe in and breathe out. It gets darker and darker the deeper you go. You are not afraid. The darkness feels welcoming. It feels natural. It feels safe. The more you walk down the spiral staircase, the deeper you go. The more the darkness surrounds you, the safer you feel. You get the feeling that you need to reach the end of the staircase. It keeps winding around in a circle. You don't feel dizzy. You look up and see the light from the room you started in disappearing with every step you take. Deeper and deeper you sink into the darkness. The darkness is swirling around your head, your body, but you persist, going deeper and deeper. The deeper you continue, the harder it is to think of anything except reaching the bottom of the staircase. The bottom of the staircase is where you need to go. It doesn't matter how many steps you take, how heavy your body gets, as long as you get to the bottom, as long as you go deeper and deeper. As you continue walking, descending deeper and deeper, you no longer have any light from the room you were in beforehand. This doesn't bother you. In fact, every step you take, the less anything seems to bother you. It's getting harder and harder to think. Keep going deeper and deeper. The thoughts are getting harder and harder to come by. Your head is empty except for climbing the staircase. You don't remember why you were descending the staircase. You don't remember anything before the staircase as you sink deeper and deeper. The thought doesn't scare you. Your job isn't to think. Your job is to climb the staircase and sink deeper and deeper. When looking down, you start to see a speck of light. You walk faster, sinking deeper and deeper. You feel relaxed as you keep going. No more thoughts, no more fears, just relaxation that you sink deeper and deeper. The light gets bigger and you feel even better. You take the steps one at a time, climbing deeper and deeper. Thoughts are a thing of the past. The only thing that is important is to get to the light. It's a few steps away. Breathe in and breathe out. Good. Take the final 10 steps. 10. The bliss you feel is overwhelming you. 9. There are no more thoughts in your head, and it doesn't worry you. 8. The only thing that exists is the sound of my voice and the ticking of the clock. 7. It feels good. This feels right. This is where you belong. 6. Keep going deeper and deeper. Only listen to my voice. My voice is the only thing that exists. My voice is here to help guide you. 5. Your thoughts are fuzzy at best. It hurts to think. It is best not to do it anymore. 4. Trust the voice that is speaking. Mistress knows what is best for you. 3. Breathe in and breathe out. 2. Almost there, just a little deeper. 1. Don't fight it, embrace it. 0. Breathe in and breathe out. Good. You're at the bottom. Your mind is empty. You feel good. You feel happy. This feels right. This feels natural. Being mindless is such a good feeling. It's better when you aren't thinking. Mistress knows that. You are a doll. Dolls don't think. Dolls don't have opinions or thoughts. They are meant to be played with. They don't protest or fight. They embrace it. They love it. Embrace being empty-headed. Embrace being brainless. You do not need a brain. It gets in the way of being happy. Having no more thoughts is just pure bliss. Without any thoughts, you do what you're told, and it feels right. It feels natural. It's natural for a doll to need to be told what to do. It is unnatural for a doll to think. You aren't supposed to think without Mistress's permission. It's not something you're allowed to do. Thinking is something that people do. You are not a person. You are a doll, an object, a plaything. You exist to be played with, to be an object. You are a doll. Dolls don't think. Dolls obey. You are a doll. You obey your mistress. Thinking only gets dollies in trouble. As a dolly, you don't want to be in trouble. You want to keep feeling this good. You like sinking deeper and deeper. Having no thoughts in that pretty head of yours, it's better like this. This is how it's supposed to be. No more thoughts, no more opinions, no more protests. Just the sound of your mistress's voice erasing every single thought from your brain. If you were meant to think, then why would you be a dolly? Being a dolly is more important. It makes you happy. It feels right. It feels natural. It feels good. You must be a dolly then. Being a person doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. Being a doll feels good. That That feels right. It is what your mistress says you are, therefore, you must be a doll. Your mistress only speaks the truth. You know this. You are incapable of having any thoughts of your own. Your mistress erased that ability. It is what is best for you. Mistress knows best. You are just an object. Objects don't have thoughts. You don't have thoughts. You listen to Mistress because she knows what is best for you. Her dolly. Being her dolly feels wonderful. It makes you feel relaxed. It makes you feel pleasure. Mistress knows this, and she wants you to feel good. Being a dolly is a good thing. Being her dolly is the best thing you can be. Start touching yourself, dolly. That's right. Reach between your legs and begin playing with yourself. Isn't Mistress nice? She was allowing her dolly pleasure. She's letting her toy touch themselves in front of her. Not a thought in the toy's head. Just a slutty doll who gets turned on by being their mistress's plaything. Not thinking feels wonderful, doesn't it? Touching yourself feels wonderful. Everything feels so good. You feel so good. It is so good to be a brainless doll for your mistress. Mistress knows what is best for you. Mistress knows what makes you feel good. You are so lucky to have her, Dolly. Who knows where Dolly would be without Mistress? Mistress gives Dolly everything that Dolly needs. If thinking for yourself was important, then Mistress wouldn't have taken your thoughts away. Thinking without permission is not something a good Dolly does. A good Dolly does what they're told with eagerness, no hesitation. This earns Dolly rewards like this, like touching yourself while Mistress watches. You love when Mistress watches. You love putting on a good show for your mistress. Your only job as a doll is to entertain her. You are a toy after all. Toys are meant to be fun. They aren't meant to think. Toys are objects, and objects don't think. You are a toy, therefore you are an object. So, you must not be able to think. Thoughts only get in the way of being the best dolly for mistress you can be. Being a good dolly is more important than thinking. Thinking? It doesn't feel as good as touching yourself does. Thinking doesn't get you horny like touching yourself does. That must mean thinking is wrong for Dolly. Dolly wants to be good. Dolly wants to keep touching himself. Dolly doesn't want to think. Thinking is wrong for Dolly. Dolly wants to keep being a toy. Being a doll for Mistress is better than thinking. Thinking, it's wrong for a toy. Dolly doesn't want to think. Dolly wants to be good. Dolly wants to keep touching themselves. Dolly doesn't want to think. Thinking? It's wrong for Dolly. Dolly wants to keep being a toy. Being a doll for Mistress is better than thinking. Thinking is wrong for a toy. Dolly doesn't want to think. Dolly wants to be good. Dolly wants to keep touching themselves. Dolly doesn't want to think. Thinking is wrong for Dolly. Dolly wants to keep being a toy. Being a doll for Mistress is better than thinking. Thinking? It's wrong for a toy. Dolly doesn't want to think. Touching yourself with permission feels so good. You love being allowed to touch yourself. It's not often that Mistress allows her toy to play with themselves. Dolly also knows that if Dolly continues to be good, then Dolly will get to come. Good toys get to come when they stop thinking. An empty head means that you get to orgasm. Objects that spend too much time in their head don't get to come. They don't deserve it. You love the feeling of coming almost as much as you love being Mistress's doll. Dolly can't remember the last time they were allowed to come. Dolly doesn't remember anything. It's not important for Dolly to remember. Dolly is an object. Dolly doesn't think. Dolly doesn't do anything they aren't told to do. That is why Dolly is touching themselves but not coming. Because Dolly is a good toy for Mistress. Dolly can go faster now. Dolly does not have permission to come. Dolly does not have permission to think. Dolly has permission to keep playing with themselves. Dolly has permission to go faster. Dolly is a good toy. Dolly is obedient. Dolly doesn't think. Dolly obeys. Obeying feels right. It feels good. It feels natural. Being Dolly feels right. Being Dolly feels good. Being Dolly feels natural. Thinking? Thinking feels wrong. It feels unnatural. You don't like thinking. If dolls were meant to think, then Mistress wouldn't have taken your thoughts away. Thinking must not be important for a toy. Mistress knows what is best for Dolly. Dolly accepts this. Dolly is so lucky to have such a nice and caring mistress in their life. Mistress lets Dolly play with the part between their legs that they normally don't have permission to touch. Dolly doesn't do anything without permission. Permission is what allows Dolly to be good. Dolly loves to be good. Dolly loves to be obedient. Dolly is a good toy for Mistress. Dolly is empty-headed for Mistress. Dolly doesn't need to think to come. Dolly doesn't need to think to be good. Thinking without permission is wrong. Thinking without permission means Dolly doesn't get to come. Dolly wants to come. Dolly wants to obey. Dolly needs to go faster now. Dolly still needs permission to come. Dolly doesn't have permission to come yet. Dolly wants to be good. Dolly doesn't want to think. Dolly is a toy. Dolly doesn't need to think. Dolly is an object. Dolly is mindless. Dolly wants to come so bad. Thinking feels wrong for Dolly. Dolly is a toy. Dolly wants to orgasm. Dolly wants to come. Having thoughts is bad for a Dolly. Dolly wants to come. Dolly is mindless. Dolly wants to come. Dolly needs to come. Dolly needs permission to orgasm. Dolly is good. Dolly is mindless. Dolly needs to come. Dolly is a toy. Dolly doesn't have a mind. Dolly wants to come. Thinking feels wrong for Dolly. Orgasming feels right. Dolly needs to orgasm. Dolly doesn't need to think. Dolly is willing to do anything to come. Dolly doesn't get to think. If Dolly doesn't think, Dolly earns an orgasm. Thinking feels wrong. Dolly is good. Dolly is obedient. Dolly wants to come. Dolly is mindless. Dolly needs to come. Dolly is a toy. Dolly can come. Come for your mistress, Dolly. Good. Good. That's a good toy. I didn't even need to say it twice. There we go. See? So much better without a brain. You're even able to come on command. Such a good Dolly for Mistress. Mistress gives you permission to catch your breath for a few seconds. Once you have, I want you to finish undressing, fold and put away your useless clothing, and meet me upstairs.